This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and our anti-aging and skincare channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Vicki Jamieson, owner of Better Body Beauty Sanctuary of over 20 years. She helps women with creating more energy, less stress, and fantastic skin, so they feel more confident and proud of how their skin looks, no matter what their age. She is here today to speak with us about natural anti-aging skin solutions. Vicki, certainly a privilege to have you with us today, coming from Melbourne, Australia, on eHealth Radio.
Oh, thank you so much, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here, and I look forward to sharing my knowledge with all those wonderful women and men out there too.
Well, you bet, and I'm sure you will provide great information for us, and looking forward to that. So first of all, can we honestly get rid of wrinkles naturally, or is it a fallacy?
Well, actually, that's a really good question. It's amazing. The thing about the skin is it's the largest organ of the body. And so if we feed it the right fuel, and that includes our skin, and that's both internally and externally, it can actually heal itself. So yes, we can get rid of wrinkles naturally. However, aging is a natural process. So I think for most of us, we're kind of okay with a few wrinkles, but just not the deep crevices.
And so how can you help your skin regenerate without spending a fortune on skincare? That seems to be the big concern with most folks that are trying to regenerate their skin.
Yeah, I agree. It's a question I get asked a lot, actually. And I think it's really important to identify that you do actually need to spend money to look good, ultimately. However, you don't need to spend a fortune. So it's more important to look at what's in your product and look at it as fuel. So the ingredients that need to help rebuild and repair your skin are really, really important. And also the technology that we use in skincare products to deliver those ingredients, because they need to get down to the right place. The other thing to look at is what's not in your skincare product. And so that can actually add a little bit more to the cost. But things like irritating chemicals, formaldehydes, parabens, preservatives, and they ultimately soak into our bloodstream and become toxic in our body. So initially we get more tired, but long term we get more sick. So it does cost slightly more to go high-end natural, but nowhere near what cosmetic houses, our traditional cosmetic houses, offer. So there's a lot of solutions out there.
What things can you look for in a natural range that is not toxic but still safe to put on the skin?
Well, as I mentioned, there's three main things that are really important to look for. And firstly, human cells and skin cells have a very similar affinity to plant cells. So in your skincare line, you should look for a product that is very plant-based. So that's going to contain a lot of vitamins, hydrating factors, proteins, and actually water, which is really good for your skin. So it's feeding and fueling your skin to repair it. The technology, and every company has different technology, but technology is really important to get those natural ingredients down to the area in the skin that does all the repairing. So without technology, products, no matter how good the ingredients are, is just going to sit on the surface of the skin, so it's not actually going to get in. And lastly, where possible, to be chemical-free. So I use a range of products that has a self-preserving technology, and that means that the ingredients and the formulation preserves itself, so it doesn't need to have added chemicals in there. And the great thing is it has 2-year shelf life and doesn't need to be kept in the fridge. So those are the main things that I look for in a natural skincare range.
Rich information there. Today we are with Vicki Jamieson, owner of Better Body Beauty Sanctuary of over 20 years, helping women with creating more energy, less stress, and fantastic skin so they can feel more confident and proud of how their skin looks no matter what their age, here on eHealth Radio's anti-aging and skincare channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Vicki, what other things impact wrinkles? You mentioned stress-free. Get into that if you would.
Sure. It's a really good question because stress has a massive impact on our skin. So our skin is obviously internal and external, and we think of it quite often just as treating the external with skincare. But it's equally important to look at our diet and exercise. Also, another thing is how we breathe, which impacts our stress levels. So meditation is really good, or some kind of restorative breathing. Things like water intake is also really good. When it comes to stress, we have what's called a stress hormones. And I think you'll agree, most of us can identify with a bit of stress on a day-to-day basis. So we have in the 21st century now this thing called cortisol release, which is our long-term stress factor. And what that does is it breaks down and thins our collagen, which is the inside part of our skin, very, very quickly. And that impacts how many wrinkles we get, funnily enough. So we also have things internally that we need to look after that stress impacts, which follows on to impact our skin. So things like other hormones. Our gut health has a massive impact on our skin, and also stress can affect your gut. If you get nervous, you get a bit of a rumbly tummy, so that, you know, can actually lead to eczema and psoriasis and things like that on your skin. Our liver is another big important factor. So stress will actually overload the liver, and then it can't process and detoxify. So we might get more spots, we might get acne, and again, we might get eczema and things like that. So stress has a massive impact on our skin appearance-wise, as well as the, you know, the number of wrinkles that we might get.
So we should definitely do our best to be stress-free. That's some good information there. So what would you suggest to be a good start to your day and routine, and how long before you notice the lines are going away?
So what I like to tell all my clients is to get yourself into a daily routine so it doesn't feel like a chore and that you're enjoying the process. It becomes part of your ritual rather than a chore. And I break it down into 5 steps. So the first, and you don't have to do it in this particular order, but whatever order works for you, but as long as you've got those 5 components in. So meditation or some form of quiet breathing, so you can just be inward, and that may only take 10 minutes a day. This is what is a big factor in controlling those stress levels, particularly your cortisol levels, which we just mentioned. Getting outside and doing some exercise. Drinking enough water. We do need 2 litres of water to impact on our skin in a healthy way. Obviously looking after what food we eat. So going as chemical-free with our food as we can, being as whole food as we possibly can. And it's also interesting to note, we need to include high-quality supplements. So I recommend you need to have a good multi. You need a really high-quality fish oil that's going to plump and juice up your skin. And then I have another favorite product that I recommend to my clients, and I call it my natural Botox in a bottle. It's actually not Botox. It is vitamin C with a grapeseed extract. And vitamin C is one of the massive big plumpers and rebuilders of your collagen layer. So that can really help maintain the youth of your skin and the elasticity, and reduces how it cuts down your lines. So if you're including that into your daily routine, you don't age so quickly. And then the final thing is to do your skincare routine. So morning and night, you keep it really simple. We cleanse, tone, use an eye cream because we get more lines around our eyes because they move all the time. And then an anti-aging cream if you're over 25, followed by a day cream in the morning with an SPF in it. And at nighttime, you'd use a night renewal cream. So keeping it simple, it should only take 2 minutes, that skincare routine, so the same amount of time as you brush your teeth. So it's not too overwhelming. It sounds a lot when I'm saying it, but when you actually do it, it doesn't. You're moving it into your life. And so normally 28 days, 1 month, is when you can start to see results when you start that routine. So 28 days is how quickly your skin repairs and regenerates. And so ideally, you can see results a bit quicker than that, but from a scientific point of view, I like to say months for results.
Thanks for that. And in conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip on today's topic?
I really want to reiterate the skin is the largest organ of the body, and we do tend to forget that, so it does reflect both your internal and your external conditions. So it includes how we think, our emotions, how much sleep we get, and how and what we stress about. So remember, life is to be enjoyed, but in moderation, you can follow a healthy lifestyle with plenty of balance, and your body and your skin will repay you the older you get, meaning you'll age gracefully.
Well, I can't thank you enough for these very helpful tips, and I'm sure the listeners appreciate your advice on these regards. Where can our listeners get more information and also to be in contact with you online? Where can folks be in touch?
Well, thank you, Eric. It's been a pleasure to be on here today. You can contact me or check out my philosophy and my products and my experience on my website, which is www.betterbody, which I'll spell it because of my accent. It's betterbody.net.au for Australia. And connect with me on Facebook. I'd really like to see you in my Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/Better Body Beauty Sanctuary. So I'd love to see everybody on there with their questions.
Well, Vicky, once again, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here from Melbourne, Australia this morning. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, and thank you, Eric. It's been a pleasure to be on.
It certainly has, and come back anytime. We've been speaking with Vicky Jamison, owner of Better Body Beauty Sanctuary, of over 20 years helping women with creating more energy, less stress, and fantastic skin so they feel more confident and proud of how their skin looks no matter what their age. And once again, the website of reference is betterbody.net.au. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the anti-aging and skincare channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.